Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Sean Spicer was spotted yesterday in New York City. We hear that his private media tour as he searches for a new gig will continue through the end of the week.
Lorraine Wallert scoops that newly installed communications director Anthony Scaramucci earned $4.9 million from his ownership in Skybridge Capital and another $5 million in salary this year since he joined the Export-Import Bank. In his financial disclosure, Scaramucci lists assets worth as much as $85 million. Not bad. Following the story, Scaramucci tweeted that he would be contacting the FBI, the Justice Department, and Chief of Staff Reince Priebus following the leak.
Here is one thing that is making President Donald Trump happy. Representatives Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Mike Johnson, and Andy Biggs are asking the House Judiciary Committee to direct an investigation into former FBI Director James Comey's management of Hillary Clinton and her emails. Meanwhile, the healthcare debate rages on in the Senate, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has a new political gambit he's trying out. Sungmin Kim reports the New York Democrat said yesterday that Democrats will hold off offering any more amendments in the healthcare floor fight until Republicans finally detail their actual Obamacare repeal plan.
At the same time, Paul Demko writes that the skinny repeal could have big ramifications on the Obamacare markets. Killing the individual mandate would take away the primary mechanism that helped build the Obamacare insurance markets. The CBO estimated 16 million fewer people would have coverage in a decade without the individual mandate tax penalty in place. And here's why a worried Republican would vote against the skinny repeal. The pitch from Republican leadership is this: vote for the skinny repeal and you'll end up in a negotiation with the House for a full repeal bill. But if you don't like what comes out of the House, you could still be pegged with supporting it if it passes.
The Washington Post is reporting that Trump's continued fury with Attorney General Jeff Sessions has led him to talk with confidence about installing a new AG through a recess appointment. The Post reports that several people familiar with the discussions said that Trump's fury peaked over the weekend and that he and Sessions now seem to be heading toward an uneasy detente. A significant number of conservatives and Republican lawmakers have sided with Sessions during Trump's public rants against his attorney general.
Darren Samuelson has a great story on Trump's newest attorney, Ty Cobb. In an interview, Cobb said he thinks very highly of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Cobb also said he met Wednesday with Scaramucci and he plans to provide background to reporters when appropriate, but will work with the communications staff to make sure their message is accurate. It appears Congress has come to an agreement on Russia sanctions. Senator Bob Corker announced Wednesday that he had come to an agreement with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy on a solution that would pave the way for final approval of a sanctions bill.
And in the juice, we've got Mark Preston and Chris Freitz getting their own SiriusXM shows. Freitz will take over Politics Inside Out, and it will be renamed Politics Inside Out with Chris Freitz. Preston, the executive editor for CNN Politics, will have a new show called Full Stop with Mark Preston. And Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has been officially nominated as Ambassador at Large for Religious Freedom. He had been rumored to be up for the position for weeks. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.